Hello, everybody. It's Gary Stuckey here with another interview today on Real Music. I've got an awesome country singer all the way from Ohio. Her name is Ava Roland. She's very talented, got an amazing voice, great songwriter. Got some great songs out and a brand new EP. And she says it's a full CD, full album, so you need to check it out. And she's comparable to Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood, but, you know, Taylor ain't got nothing on this girl. I'm just saying, she's destined to play at the Grand Ole Opry. So if you're listening and you have the power to make that happen, make it happen. I'm just saying. But anyway, she's very talented. Here she is, all the way from Ohio. Here's Ava Roland.
So you've got a brand new EP out. And I guess you're excited about that, right? A little bit?
Yeah. So I have, it's actually a CD because there's enough songs on it to be considered a CD.
Okay.
But yeah, that came out right before Christmas because we wanted to get it out because we had some young fans that wanted, like their parents wanted to get them the CD for Christmas. So we made sure it came out before Christmas so they were able to order it and stuff.
Well, that was nice.
But yeah, so that CD is a mixture of all of my songs that I've written in the past few years. And it's like they all like sound the same, obviously, because like they're mine and I'm singing them, but at the same time, like, they all sound completely different. Like,
yeah.
Like there's a song on there called Love Away the Lonely, and it's completely different than the song Ghost,
right,
on it. So like it's just like I like love like releasing like just one song, you know, at a time. But like at the same time, I feel like I would rather release like a full album, just because like it, like each song, like it's like it's like you wrote a book, you know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like, here's like my book of like my life in the past couple years. So
right, yeah, it's not the old days though, you would release an album. But now the singles are, I guess it's easier to do a single, especially if you're streaming these days. You just want a single, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I was born in 1998. So, but like back when like all you got was like an album, like the whole streaming thing wasn't even a thing yet. Kind of wish it was still like that. Just cause, like I said, like when you release an album, like it's just like your whole, you know, work, and it's just like tells a story like from one song to the next. But
yeah, totally.
I suppose times have to change.
I guess so. Oh, hey, who says you can't go back and recapture some of that? They need to kind of redo all that, because I still buy the CDs. I don't like the, you know, streaming is cool, but I like to have the actual copy of a CD in my hand. You know, you can look at the person who wrote the songs. You can look at who played guitar on the track. You can see who produced it. You can see, you know, you can't really see that if it's streaming in the air.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. The song, the single, Love Away the Lonely. Now, by the way, you got an awesome voice. You got, you know, perfect voice.
Oh, thank you.
And the song is really catchy now. And I was watching it earlier in the video. And it's got that disco sound, right? It's got that kind of 70s thing, the guitar and and all that stuff. And then there's like plush carpet in the video and like the old timey oven. I remember that stuff, you know. So how did that song come about? And why did you kind of decide to go retro on all that stuff?
Yeah, well, when I went into the writing session, because I wrote the song with my actual producer of my CD, his name's Britton Cameron, and when I went into the writing session, it wasn't like I went in like thinking, okay, I'm gonna write like a 70s theme retro song. It just like kind of happened, you know. And we like the song, like it wasn't like anything necessarily that's like ever happened to me, but we like just were discussing like just, you know, about life and relationships. And then it just, he, Britton, he started playing like a sound on his computer. It's like a little, what do they call it? Like a program with like sounds and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right.
On it. And yeah, it just happened to be that one. And I was like, that's like really cool and different than from like what's out nowadays. And like, yeah, especially like I've never put out a song that sounds like Love Way the Lonely. So I was like, that sounds so 70s. Like, let's like kind of like go towards that direction. So then we just, you know, put the music first and then the lyrics. And then like, even like during like the recording process, like being in the studio, we both were like, oh my gosh, like I have the perfect idea for the music video. Like this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
So we rented a 70s themed cottage in Alabama because we thought, how in the world are we going to, like, you know, without spending like a whole lot of money, like how are we going to, you know, recreate like this, the look from like the 70s.
Right.
And then we, I think he said, well, let's look for like an Airbnb, but it's actually, yeah, it was actually a cottage.
Right.
But it was, we found it and then we called the lady and we explained the whole situation. And of course she was so excited.
Cool.
And, yeah, we stayed there for 2 or 3 nights and then filmed, wow, there. So that was really cool. And like, it was like, you kind of like got to like go back in time, like when you walked in the cottage and stuff, yeah, it was really, really cool.
So this was in Alabama. See, I'm in Alabama. I'm down in South Alabama. So where was this at in Alabama?
You know, honestly, at the top of my head, I cannot remember the...
Was it up north Alabama, the, or...
I want to say it was, like, south.
South? So it might have been around here. Maybe I know the people. So I don't know.
That's completely possible.
I mean, it's... I'm down here. I'm here in the home of William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys. Yeah, in Brewton, Alabama.
Oh, no way. That's so cool.
How cool is that? So let's back up a little bit now. When did you realize, you know, that you wanted to be a singer and have a career and things like that?
Yeah, so I guess you could kind of say, like, I was, like, born to sing because my parents were worship leaders while I was growing up in, cool, in the church. That's where I started singing. All my grandfathers and uncles all play guitar, so, like, I've just always been around music. And then my first time singing in front of an audience, because I always sang around the house at home and stuff, but my first time singing in front of an audience, I was 9 years old, I believe, and it was at my church that my parents were worship leaders at. It was just like a little small church here in Wellington, Ohio. And after I got done singing, I was like, you know what? Like, I really... like this, you know, like I actually want to do this when I get a little bit older. So throughout like middle school and high school and junior high, I just did like little local talent shows because I just wanted to get through school first, because like I knew like it'd be so hard like traveling and, you know, trying to get my grades good. So I just wanted to just get done with high school. So ever since I got done with high school back in 2017, I've been pursuing this full time. So
that's great. You also did you actually think about pursuing a Christian music career? Was that kind of going through your mind too?
Yeah, for sure. So that was like really hard to pick because you know, being in the, like, both are just so great. And sometimes depending, like Carrie Underwood does it a lot, but you know, they'll like coincide with each other.
Right.
Country and Christian.
Right.
So for a while, I was like, man, I don't know if I want to go to country or like go down the Christian. But then I thought, cause mostly the listeners in Christian music are Christians, but not everybody who listens to country is a Christian. So I thought, right, I could affect and reach more unsaved, being in country, and then get, you know, them to like me as an artist, and then find out who I am as a person, and right. then, you know that I love the Lord. So then maybe they'll like kind of like look into like who he is and stuff. So that's kind of why I went towards country.
That's great. Yeah. Amen. That's great. And I was listening to If I Ever Fall in Love, you know, it sounds like it could be a Taylor Swift song. So
really, so you know, I get, I get told that I kind of sound like her when she first came out. So, I mean, which is good because her songwriting is amazing. So,
yeah, I mean, it's awesome. But your songwriting, I mean, I'm just saying, so a song, you know, you're talking about Ghost. I was listening to that song earlier. That's a deep song. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, and no offense to Taylor Swift. I mean, but some of her songs kind of, you know, she's talking about boyfriends and sometimes it gets cutesy wootsy. And I, you know, that's cool, whatever.
Right.
But this,
right.
But the Ghost song is deep. I mean, it's got a lot of analogies and looking back and different things. You know, it kind of makes you think about stuff. So, yeah. Really like that song.
For sure. Thank you. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, just because, like you said, it's so, like, everybody can relate to it. Because when we wrote that song, we, like, just were thinking how, you know, like, everybody, because I wanted to write a song at that time in my career where, like, anybody could relate to it.
Right.
And, you know, it's just about, you know, having a past, and like everybody has a past, good or bad. And there's so many like what ifs, like what if I did this differently? What if I did that differently? And sometimes it like really weighs us down and like we just can't help but think about it. So that's why, I think I get a lot of messages about like that song and how, you know, it affects somebody. And I right. think it's because, you know, it, like you said, it's so deep and anybody can relate to it. So glad you like it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's catchy. I write songs too. I had to give my plug there. But anyway, nah. But to reach people, I think, yeah. To reach people with, you know, especially like with your voice, and then to reach people with your lyrics. I mean, it's like a part of you is entering into their heart. I just said this, I think, in an interview yesterday. Like a part of you, they carry a part of you with them. I mean, your lyrics
right,
are
exactly.
in their heart and their mind. So you're reaching them, I mean, basically forever. I mean, if this song touches somebody, it's touching them forever. You got a part
mm-hmm.
of you forever. So it's just, it's really cool. I think about stuff like that, but that's really cool. And yeah, you've got a great future ahead of you there with those songs, I just want to say.
Thank you.
And so who were your influences growing up? I know you're talking about Carrie Underwood and people like that. So who were some other ones?
Yeah. So obviously Carrie. And then my biggest influence, and she's been my biggest musical influence since, I want to say I was in seventh grade, is the singer Selena, the one that J-Lo played her in the movie that got killed.
Yes.
I just think like she was just like a great person to her fans and her friends and family, and she was so talented in like so many places. Like she had her own like fashion line and then her own salon and then music. So like I said, she just like was extremely talented.
For sure.
So like those two are my really big influences. But like I also like the Doors, Wham, Lauren Elena. But it's funny because when I was growing up, Hannah Montana was really big.
Right.
So like she was a part of the reason why like I wanted to be a singer.
Right.
Was because like I, you know, was watching Hannah Montana all the time. So I was like, I want to be like Hannah Montana.
See, you can do it.
Growing up, she was had a big part in it.
Okay. Well, you could wear the wig and pretend you have this alter ego and things like that. Yeah, that'll work.
Right.
Yeah, that works. So who's a role model in your life that has inspired you to do the things you do and kind of keep going? Who kind of has been your role model personally?
Well, Probably. So I have one that's like in like personal in my life, which would be probably my mom, just 'cause she has rheumatoid arthritis in every joint. And she's had that. I believe she got diagnosed with that at like 6 months old. She was really, really young.
Oh man.
So like growing up, like there's days where she can't, like, and like I've seen it while I've grown up. Like there's days when she can barely get out of bed just because like her body just hurts so bad. And she's only, I believe she's gonna be so mad at me, but I believe she's 51, but they said that like her X-ray would, like, if you were to see it and not know who she is, her X-ray would look like an 80 some year
Oh,
old, just because like,
man.
so she can walk though. I mean, she's not like in a wheelchair. She's a big fighter, so I think she would.
Yeah, I know that's rough, but in somebody that endures things like that and still keeps going, yeah, that's a big inspiration, I'm sure, for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So during the pandemic, how did that kind of wreck your plans? I know you had some big plans. So how did that wreck your plans, and what did you do, and how did you stay positive during that time?
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like just like everybody, that time was not fun.
No.
But like at the same time, I feel like it was also good because like it let everyone just kind of like just shut down for a minute, you know, because like the world is so fast paced,
Right.
and this just kind of, you know, just kind of let us all like just sit back and just like trust. And you know, like for like us musicians, obviously all of our shows were canceled, but we like got to take the time to stay home and like, you know, think of other song ideas and just like different ways that we can connect with our fans, like through Facebook Lives or Instagram Lives.
Right.
So, I mean, I've like you said, I feel like most of it was not good, but like I said, for me at least, it allowed me to just like breathe for a second and just write some songs and just spend more time with God, and
Right.
just yeah. So I mean, it canceled all of my shows, though. I had some really good fairs and festivals coming
Right.
up that I didn't get to go to.
Yeah, that's rough,
But
I'm sure. Yeah, but you're gonna make up for it, though. You're gonna make up for all that,
right,
right?
this summer we're working on getting more shows, so.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. I was watching your video about the Polaroid pictures, and was it, so I was thinking, now you got a 70s themed song and video, and then you're talking about Polaroids. So that's They don't, do they make Polaroids anymore? Is that still a
Well,
thing?
they actually do, but they're a little different than like back in the day. Like they de develop a lot faster now. They don't take as long.
You have to wave them and make them, the color come. You don't remember that. Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. No, but yeah, that's cool. So these songs, though, are, when you're writing a song, does it kind of come to you? Do you think about things, or do you have to sit there a while?
Well, I mean, I feel like every time's like a little different. Sometimes it like an idea just like hits you in the face, and then there's other times where like you're sitting in a writing session and you're like, I literally have no idea what to write about. But for like the song Polaroid Picture, I actually it was I believe at the end of my senior year, I was sitting in my room and I actually got a Polaroid camera for my birthday like a year before, and my mom was in the room with me, and I was like, Mom, you know what? I just like don't know what to write about. And then like I looked across the room and I was like kind of like just making a joke. I was like, let's write like a song about like a Polaroid camera. And then she was like, you know, I think that would be a good song. And like at first I was like, Mom, I'm totally just kidding. But then it actually became a song. So
yeah, it's a great song. I mean, it's once again the analogies there, you know, like take me like a Polaroid, you know, that's cool, you know, like you're taking a photo and that's cool. But I'm sure you have a lot of fun, you know, coming up with ideas and things like that. And it seems like it would mm-hmm. be fun, like a writing session. If the other person comes up with this topic, it'd be fun to kind of create this story, even though it's,
For sure. Yeah. And it's really fun to like bounce off ideas.
Or did you have songs, how many songs did you write by yourself for this album?
Well, I didn't write any by myself. I always had a co-writer. But there is a song called My Last Words, and that's on my first EP, and that I wrote 99% all by myself in like the music. I took it down to Nashville. And then we like just tweaked a few things, but that so far I think is the only song. I mean, there was some songs I wrote by myself in high school that were not good, and nobody will ever hear them.
Oh, come on!
But
like another EP this summer,
right?
Of
high school songs.
I'm just saying it. Your fans that, you know, waited for you for Christmas would love that for for a gift, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, saying. I mean that's a good idea though.
hey, come on. You know, or do like a bonus tracks. You can do them like on a special.
Ooh, you CD, could.
Right. See. Yeah. And you could do videos and sample stuff on your website. You can for an extra mm-hmm. whatever. You know, I'm just throwing stuff out there. I don't know, but
that's a good idea.
Yeah. So you're talking about shows. What kind of shows you got lined up in the near future?
Yeah. So I have mostly all of my shows are either bars or coffee shops. That's a lot in like the fall and winter, but like my big shows during the spring and summer are fairs and festivals.
So how far I saw you had some shows like locally in your area. How far are you going to mm-hmm. go out across the country, or are you going to do all that and go far?
Oh yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I've sang in Oklahoma, I've sang in Missouri, I've sang in Indiana, I've sang in California, so really, I just sing wherever just to get my name out there, you know?
Yeah. That's great. And you were talking, you know, I was thinking earlier, you're talking about playing, you know, different places like bars and stuff like that. I know some people, though, that probably from back in the day that saw that you were going to be a Christian, you know, thinking about being a Christian artist, you know, do people ever think, look at her, she's this country singer and she's playing these places, you know, blah, blah, you know, people talk and stuff like that, you know, but does that affect you? You know who you are, right? With the Lord, right?
Right.
So you don't have to worry about all this stuff. People try to judge you sometimes when they hear that you're a country singer, like you sold
right.
out. So what would be your response if somebody says you sold out, you know, you should have done this? What would your response be to that?
So, like, what would my response be to them, like, saying
that you, like, sold out, you should have been more focused on the Lord or something, like, somehow this
oh,
was,
gotcha.
You know, this was straying away or something like that.
Yeah. I guess my response would be, you know, something along the lines of, well, this is my calling because I've been... There's been many times, you know, where, like, each time I'm, like, thinking, oh, I feel like I'm getting nowhere, you know, or, like, I'm just having, a down day or, like, a down few weeks. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, God always, like, somehow makes me, realize like that I'm on the right path. This is my calling. Right. His time is better. Even though sometimes I feel like it'd be great if he would move it along a little faster. But so I think I would just, you know, say this is my way of sharing the gospel, you know?
Yeah. No, I totally understand. And, you know, I think that, you know, God has a plan for everybody. You know, he already has that plan thought of. He's already got it going. You're just following along and see what happens in the future, right? And which I think you're going to have a big future. I mean, I think.
Thank you.
How come you're not already exploding, like, bigger than Carrie Underwood or something? I mean, you got some, I'm just saying. I mean, come on. You got to be up there. You got to be. I mean, I'm doing my part to share this, but honestly, and I've been listening, you know, to your music, and a lot of the ones, you know, a lot of the people I've been interviewing lately, especially in the country music world, there's some great talent out there. There's, you know, there's a lot of good music out there,
mm-hmm.
and you're one of those people. I mean, you really got some great songs.
Thank you.
And I think you're going to have a great career, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from you. And, you know, and, but you got, I mean, I know you got goals and things like that. What would be a goal for you for this year? Do you write down goals and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that?
I feel like I just try to keep an open mind. Cause like, I feel like if I wrote down a goal and like it didn't happen, I could get really like mad. Okay. But I think for this year, it would just be to just keep getting my name out there, get some new merchandise like t-shirts and release more songs,
right.
And maybe like at least one or two music videos this year. So I think just getting my name and getting my brand out there. But like, don't get me wrong. Like, it'd be cool to get to sing at like the Grand Ole Opry this year. But
hey, see, hey, whoever's listening, you heard that right here. She wants to be. I'm just saying, what can we do? How can we make this happen? We got to make this happen, right? Who do you talk to?
Right.
Who's the guy? Let me call him right now. What's the number?
Right.
Right.
I feel it.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I believe that. Hey, I believe, and I do. I believe and I do pray and I do think that that's coming. So where do fans go to find out more about you and order your music and all that good stuff? Where do they go?
Yeah, so they can go to my website, which is just avaroland.com. And then there I have just like a little story about me and how I started. And then you can watch some of my music videos and get my music, and where like there's merchandise on there, but you can't buy from the website yet. We're still working that out. But if they see something that they like, there's a spot on the website where they can send me an email and then we can figure it out. Like, you know, what they want and how much and where to send it to. So that's my website again, avaroland.com. And then I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Ava Roland Music. And then I also do have a YouTube channel. And if they haven't already, if they would please subscribe so they don't miss any new songs and new videos coming out this year.
All right. Well, I appreciate you talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, and this was fun. And I didn't even cut up and tell bad jokes like I did to T. Graham Brown. I was talking to him the other day. And I told some bad ones. He told a few bad ones, too. And yeah, but anyway, no, I didn't even, see, I was going to go like rolling, you know, see, I didn't even do that.
Oh gosh.
See, I didn't do that. Wait, I just did.
This is true.
So I had to get out of my system, but I appreciate you talking to me. I'm going to share this with everybody. And I want to see you at the Grand Ole Opry this year. Make it happen. Right.
Yes.
All right.
That'd be great.
Hey, Let's see it happen. Well, thank you, ma'am, and I appreciate talking
to
you. And I hope maybe I'll see you out there somewhere one day, I hope.
Yes, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, you have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody, to another episode. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you have. And if you'd like to help out, you can go over to the support button. There's a button at the bottom of the page. Whenever you click on it, you can give any amount of money that you feel like. And I'd appreciate it so much. Whatever you'd like to give, that is fine with me. I'd like to thank all the ones that have been given. It means so much to me. It's helped me out and helped me to continue this podcast. So thanks so much. And until next time, everybody, this is Gary Stuckey saying, always keep the music real.